Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swan hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. What episode is it, John?
It's 218, Brian. Can you believe it?
And he's yep. John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman here. And it's pretty obvious. If you asked me in April, would I be happy with the Red Sox at 85 wins and in the hunt? And I would take that. I would have taken that in May. I would have taken that in June. So I can't be a hypocrite. But I have to tell you, I'm not feeling particularly confident. And so what I'm gonna do today, we're going to be short and sweet for our audience. We'll talk about a couple things around the edges in other parts of the league. But the two essential questions as of Tuesday morning, September the 23rd, can the Yankees catch the Blue Jays? And is there a chance the Red Sox will miss the playoffs? And you give me your answers first, then I'll go, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, so I 100% think the Yankees can catch the Blue Jays, obviously, to win the AL East. The big factor here is, Brian, obviously, because they're two games back as we speak, but they got to win three games because the Blue Jays own the tiebreaker. So they have to make up three games, and that's where Boston comes in, right? Boston starts today, Tuesday, a three-game series against the Blue Jays. Away in Toronto. So, yes, the Yankees can make it. Boston is going to have to make it because they got to beat Toronto for us. So I'm going to say, yes, Boston can make it. It is what it is. I just don't get it. I don't know.
I think that obviously if the Red Sox do well against the Blue Jays and the Yankees take care of business, they can absolutely win the division, which what I think would be a stunning achievement. And I don't want to face the Blue Jays in the playoffs, though, if they actually do make it. Because I think the thing that's interesting about, that I'll say about like the Blue Jays versus the Yankees is the Yankees making the playoffs is not enough. I think making the playoffs is enough for the Blue Jays because they've had so many underachieving seasons. But the Yankees can't just make the playoffs. They got to at least go to the World Series for their season not to be considered a failure.
If the way it shakes out right now, if it ends right now, there's no Houston in the playoff picture. It's the Yankees playing the Red Sox in the first round and Detroit playing Cleveland in the first round. And then Seattle and Toronto, and the AL have the first round buys. And that would set up the Yankees or the Red Sox playing Toronto in the second round of the ALDS. Right. So that would be interesting because that means that's like the first postseason. And I feel like 100 years without the Astros. Which I have no problem with. If we can just get rid of the Dodgers too, that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, but you're not saying, I mean, the Astros can still absolutely make it, though.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, they're neck and neck, basically, statistically, with Cleveland right now. So it just kind of comes down to, can Cleveland win that division? Really, I mean, they're gonna have to win the division, I would think. You know,
the bottom line,
you got to win the West, right? Whoever wins the West is in.
Yeah,
that's his plan.
And the thing is that my view has slowly changed on the Red Sox. I was assuming a month ago that the Toronto Blue Jays and Detroit Tigers would just be rejiggering their lineups to get their pitching in order for the postseason, and that is not the case now. So all of a sudden, the games are different, and so this is not good for the Red Sox. I mean, and they need to win 2 or 3 in both series to guarantee a playoff spot. So they have 6 games. If they go 3-3, they may miss the playoffs, right? So they need to go 4-2. If they go 4-2, I think that they can definitely pull it off. And so I'm definitely nervous. As of Tuesday morning, they're actually doing some postseason tickets are going on sale for the Red Sox. But, of course, they have to do that just in case. They just refund the money. But as it relates to the Yankees, obviously you'd rather win the division because it's just a much better position to be in. I really think that if they win the division – I'm not saying it's a cakewalk to the World Series, but I think that's where they'll end up. I really do.
Yeah, I think this final week of the season, these last 6 games are going to be some of the most exciting 6 games we've seen in a long time, because we're not just talking about the AL and the fact that, you know, this final wild card bounces back and forth every single day. And then you look at the NL where, you know, the Mets have done Mets things, and they're just not their squadron, their lead, and they're statistically tied with Cincinnati right now, which is amazing because Terry Francona is working his magic again.
I know.
And if you look there, there's 3 other teams still. Arizona basically folded up tents, and they're still in it playing like what Detroit did last year, how they folded up tents and still made the playoffs. San Francisco and St. Louis out of nowhere, still 3.5. Now, they're a wild, they're a real long shot, 3.5 back, yeah. But if you're 1 game out right now, you have totally got a shot at it because you don't have to really rely so much on the people in front of you winning. You can kind of control your own destiny at 1
All
game.
San Fran had to do is play 500 ball after getting Devers, and they haven't been able to do that. I think the Cardinals and Giants are out. I'm not a Mets hater. I'm not. I'm just not. I have to admit it. I really like Pete Alonso, and I'm not a Mets hater. Having said that, would I like to see Cincinnati make the playoffs? Absolutely. I just feel like, you know, with their young talent, half of whom you don't know, and just I think other cities need it. I mean, I'm so happy for the Padres. I mean, I know Milwaukee's made it a lot in the last couple of years, but I really like to see them win a series. And I would love to see Cincinnati in the playoffs. I mean, to me, it's like ABD, anything but the Dodgers, right? I mean, I don't even mind Philly, even though I don't love the sports town, because – they got Schwarber, and I love that guy, you know? So
yeah,
there's just, I don't know. I feel bad for the
Mets.
It's
always good to see the big stars too. It is, regardless of to see the big stars in the postseason. That's what you get with those teams. But I think this is interesting. If you look at how it shakes up now, I feel like, you know, the Mets are out of the playoffs as it looks now. And I think they deserve to be out the way they play. But the other team that I think that deserves to be out is Detroit. I mean, they have thrown up on themselves. They had a 15.5 game lead in July on Cleveland, and look what Cleveland's done. I mean, yeah, Cleveland's won like 15 out of the last 17 games and won 10 in a row at one point. But Detroit that is pretty embarrassing to collapse that bad. That being said, you know, the Yankees threw up on themselves big time this year. They should be way better than a 4 seed in that division.
You know what fascinates me about Cleveland is that they're 12 games over 500 as of Tuesday with a run differential of -9. Like, how does that happen? How can you?
Their pitching has been unbelievable. Their pitching has ridiculously been unbelievable for them. It's crazy.
I just find that statistic to be absolutely stunning. All right, so whip through it. You got to do it. Next time we talk will probably be when it's all said and done. Give me your division winners and wildcard teams. Give it to me.
Well, I mean, I think the Yankees have got, they're going to sweep this series because they have to. The White Sox are garbage. I'm still going to say I think the Yankees can pull it off and win and make up the three games and take the division. I know I said that I was worried about that tiebreaker, but given the fact that it's three games that they basically have to make up, I think they can do it, given the fact that they have terrible competition.
Okay, so Red the Yankees Sox, win the East. So you say the Yankees win the East. Let's go division winners first. Yankees win the East. Who wins the Central?
I think Cleveland's going to win the Central. I think Cleveland's three game series in Cleveland against Detroit, I think that's the proven. And I believe they own the tiebreaker over them too. So I think Cleveland winds up winning the Central and Seattle wins the West.
Okay. Then who are your wild card teams? Because then you have Toronto is guaranteed a wild card. And you're saying that Detroit might miss the playoffs?
You know, it's interesting. I think they deserve to. I really do. And if they get swept by Cleveland, yes, they're going to miss the playoffs. So I think I don't want them to miss the playoffs because that means Houston gets in, and I don't want to happen. So I think they're going to hang on and they'll get in as the third.
Okay, so you're saying that Toronto, Detroit, and Boston are your wild cards. Okay, let's switch to the NL. We obviously know that Philly and Milwaukee and. Let's just assume, for argument's sake, the Dodgers, right? I mean, you're assuming they're going to hang on and win the division, correct?
Yeah, I think they have a 2.5 game lead as we speak right now over the Padres.
Yeah,
I think they'll hang on just because of the Dodgers. Boy, I would love to see Cincinnati get in. Something about Arizona, you know, they've been there before. I feel like they might be able to sneak that in there, but I'm going to go with how it's shaken out right now, Brian. I'm going to go with. Cincinnati and San Diego and the Cubs are your – not the Cubs. And the Cubs are your wild cards in the NL.
So you're taking Cincinnati. Yep. Yeah, I would do that too. I think that reflects my opinion exactly. I feel like – yeah, I just – I really don't want Houston in the playoffs, and I want Boston to make it. So I think the Tigers are going to hang on. I think they're gonna find a way to win it. So I think
it's really hard to vote on what you like, right? Because you always want your team to make it. And there's part of me is like, you know, the Yankees have played so bad, they can't win the AL East, right? And if they get in the playoffs, they're gonna throw up on themselves in that one game. But you always hold that hope, and that's why, like, you know, you kind of don't want the Astros in there because you hate them. It's tough though because the Astros they always find a way. But I feel like not having Yordan Alvarez is just gonna be too much for them, and their pitching injuries have been out of control.
I think the bottom line is this. I think that the Mariners are the best team in the AL, and I think the AL kind of sucks. I just think the AL is the top teams in the AL are so much less impressive than the top teams in the NL. I really believe that.
Yeah, the AL team that scares me is Cleveland because they have absolutely nothing to play for and they're always pesky, but they've been on such a streak, right? The Yankees can throw up on themselves at any time. Toronto grinds you with at bats, but you never know what you're going to get with their pitching, and they haven't been playing great lately. The two teams that scare me in either league is Seattle and San Diego. It's the pitching, and the San Diego bullpen is insane. It really is. And they got a whole – I mean, say what you want. They got a whole lineup of all-stars. They really do.
Well, and the thing that people don't talk about, everyone just assumes that New York, Philly, Chicago, and Boston are the only places with great fans, right? And the bottom line is that San Diego in a home playoff game is going to rock. And that
– Yeah, Seattle will be crazy too.
Yeah. And so I just think that I don't even care if the Red Sox, I don't care if they win the World Series. I really don't. I don't want Philly to win. I don't – like, I would love a Milwaukee or a San Diego or Seattle to win the World Series. I really, like, would think that would be – if there's anything good for baseball, it would be one of those things. I really feel that way. I just – I want some – to spread things around. Like, I can't stand the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think that – they're overrated, but the fact, you know, for a team like that to win a title is, I think, important to the NBA.
Spread the love. Spread
I think you have to.
Well, it's interesting. I it's amazing that in baseball, I mean, sports in general, but as a Yankee fan, that I'm going to be severely rooting for Boston over the next 3 days. Just in a way, it makes me sick to my stomach. But hey, you got to do it, Brian. You got to do it.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you want the division, and if the Red Sox. If they sweep, this is the last thing I'll say. If the Yankees sweep and the Red Sox win 2 or 3, then you'll be a game out?
It should be, technically, because you should be tied in the standings. Yeah, so you technically would be a game out because you got to win one more because you don't own the tiebreaker.
Anything else on your mind?
No, you guys have Giolito, Crochet, and Brian Baio. So you're throwing your three guns at them, and you're going to get Gosman, Scherzer, and Bieber. So right back at you. Yankees have Heel, Fried, and TBD on the final for the Yankees as of right now. So we'll see what happens.
We think they might bullpen.
Again, like I said, I don't know. I think a lot of it is just seeing how everything's shaking out as far as, you know, like standings and everything. But the Yankees have to win. They can't be bullpenning anything and rolling over and putting Austin Slater in leadoff position. Let's get with the program here. So at least Evan Williams is pitching better. So
yeah.
All right, we shall see. I'll be glued to the TV this week, Brian, and hopefully we'll talk at the end of the season. We'll see the Yankees in first.
Yep. John Senecal, Brian Shackman, you've been listening to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.